Let's begin. Look, we recognize that everybody has just been on the full rush of a wonderful holiday weekend, and so the likelihood of this being a very small group was very high. We recognize that. Nevertheless, we've got some really interesting things to talk about as we wrap up the intellect dimension. So if we just go back and rehearse, let's remind ourselves some of the elements of the intellect dimension. So remember, intellect we think about as the y-axis, or I do when I think about it in terms of super string theory, because the y-axis is what gives elevation to our life's experience. When we stimulate the mind, when we facilitate growth of the mind, then all kinds of good things happen. It's why I loved the selection of Spark with our health book club, because it spills over to intellect. The very first experience that we talked about in Spark from Dr. Rady was his experience with Naperville School District and how the kids were flooding their minds with BDNF, which created, fueled the growth of axon and dendrite terminals, more neurons, expanding the brain so that it can learn. I want to drag us to a place that I think will be safe for this audience, but it's a book available online. I even wouldn't mind choosing it as maybe for the spiritual dimension, a book club book. It's called A Rational Theology. It's written by John A. Widsoe. So, Sydney, any true Aggie ought to know that name. Sydney, tell us about John A. Widsoe. Who is he?
I think he was a general authority.
He was a general authority, so every member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints should know his name for that reason. But why would every true Aggie know his name?
Because he was also a noted scientist, I believe.
He was a noted scientist, and in fact, the science building on the campus of Utah State University is the Widsoe Science Building, I think. I think it's the science building. So, not only, let me give you a little bit of background about this man. When he was born in Scandinavia, his family moved here. He really worked hard to get an education. Intellect was important to him. And just as he was graduating high school, the state of Utah announced the creation of the Utah State Academy. And he applied to enroll and was allowed into the inaugural class of six students. So he joined the first class of students at Utah State, what became Utah State University. Later on, when it was announced that they were looking to expand their science program, he was hired back as a science professor. He became a very famous scientist, made some remarkable contributions to the world of science, and was later the president of Utah State University. So this man, Widsoe, wrote this book, A Rational Theology. One of the chapters of this book, and so we're just going to reflect on some of what he had to say, how knowledge is gained. So let's start back on, John, I'm going to pick on you just a little bit here. Remember that we looked at these slides from Bloom's taxonomy, and we started with the lowest level. What was the lowest level? Do you remember, John?
It was just knowledge, wasn't it?
Knowledge. Exactly right. So knowledge, which was really recall of facts. So keep that in mind as we reflect on some of the principles from this book. But it went up from there to comprehension and then to application.
Application.
What was next, John? Can you remember?
Analysis.
Good. Keep going, John.
And then synthesis, I believe.
Exactly. And
And
finally,
evaluation. And then evaluation at the end.
Yeah, judgment and evaluation. So if we just think about this progressive nature. Now, Bloom was an educator, and so he used this as a mechanism to stimulate educators to think about how to teach. For me, it is profound as a way to learn. Because if we think about, okay, I need facts, etc., let's think about some things that Widtsoe wrote in chapter 2 of his book, A Rational Theology, How Knowledge is Gained. I'm going to just quote some things here. Knowledge is the material upon which the reasoning mind of man acts. That is the profound value of facts. It is the material upon which the reasoning mind of man acts. That's why knowledge is so important. If we don't know that Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, then we can't begin the journey to comprehend that meaning. What does it mean that Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492? 1492 gives us a tag in all of the Earth's history, a point to look at. So we can start asking ourselves, what was going on in the world at that time? He was from Portugal, but he sailed under the flag of Spain. Why is that? What was going on with the Spanish monarchs? Why were they interested in exploration? Why wasn't Portugal, which had a lot of shipping going on? So it gives us the capacity to begin the exercise of critical thinking so that we can get a comprehension. Application, now we can just start thinking about Columbus as an entrepreneur, or Columbus as a learner, or Columbus as an instructor. And for each of those positions, if I were to think about Columbus as an entrepreneur, what can I learn about Columbus' experience? How did he get investors? What did he do in terms of trying to help them to understand benefits? All of that now leads me to, how does that apply to the startup business or the growth of my business? Analysis. If we break that down into its component parts, we compare and contrast. Now we can synthesize a new idea in a digital environment, in a digital world, and now we can evaluate. Well, there's Widtsoe. Knowledge is the material upon which the reasoning mind of man acts. Just as strength can neither be developed nor exercised unless material bodies are at hand, so mental strength can neither be developed nor exercised unless facts or knowledge are in their possession. In other words, we can't even begin to exercise our intellect unless facts or knowledge are in our possession. Well, that's just one. Let me just hit a couple of these others. He talks about, okay, how do we get knowledge? And he immediately talks about our five senses. John, let's see. Braden, I'm going to go to you with this. I hope you're still there. Braden, when we talked about the CPI and our neural network, we talked about that neural network being connected to our five senses in order to drink in information and gain knowledge. What are those five senses, Braden?
He's actually helping somebody move.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So you'll have to dive in.
Yeah, so taste, smell, touch, sight, hearing.
Exactly right. And then Widtsoe goes on to talk about there is a sixth sense, our spiritual connectivity that helps us to go. Okay, here's the next one. Much effort may be saved and more knowledge gained if each person will learn as much as they may from what has already been learned. Now, remember that he grew up in an era of, he was a great scientist. It was all about the exploration for him. It was learning by trial and error and experimentation. But he reminds us that if we can do a better job of learning based on what everybody else has already discovered, we can accelerate our learning path. In fact, he concludes this paragraph, This method of obtaining knowledge has been in vogue since the first day. When the first man learned, he told to others, and they in turn communicated it. So if we're to strengthen our intellect, remember we start with two places, reading and writing. If we're to get on that acceleration curve, we've got to be able to read what was communicated to us from others by their writing. Now, again, we say reading and writing. In today's environment, we will embrace audio books or our audio postings from here, this kind of environment as a communication medium. It counts as part of our reading. Okay, I'm gonna just gallop across a couple. Make some notes about things that stand out to you as we reflect on this, one of the world's finest minds that ever graced the planet. Those who in the present day accept only what they themselves discover will make slow progress. To them, the treasuries of the greatest age will not be opened, consistent with what we already talked about. And then he talks about the knowledge of man has grown so large that no one individual can possess the whole of it. I'm going to just go to the end here, because I think this underscores the importance of the intellect dimension. The extent of his true possessions will determine the value of his religion to him, speaking of man and his knowledge. Therefore, and then he just quotes three important quotes. Number one, it is impossible for man to be saved in ignorance. Hence the importance of the intellect dimension. Number two, a man is saved no faster than he obtains knowledge. A man is saved no faster than he obtains knowledge. Fascinating. Just think about Sydney's patient that we talked about earlier. I think it was a man, Sydney, did I get that right? You can't tell us anything about.
Yes, he's a man.
The male patient. So we normally think about candida or leaky gut associated with women, but here's a man patient. It was impossible for him to be saved from his condition because he was ignorant of the solutions. When he became aware, then he was saved as fast as he obtained knowledge and used it. Third, therefore, the glory of God is intelligence. Well, that's the importance of the intellect dimension. So take just a minute and think about some things that you have thought about from the intellect dimension that you have felt or experienced. As we talked about the intellect dimension during this month, we talked about CPI, the Cognitive Preferences Index. We talked about that neural network connected to our five senses that drink in knowledge so that the reasoned man of mind can begin to gain comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, and judgment. That's why we started with CPI as part of our discussion of intellect, so that we could begin to understand the way we obtain knowledge, which, as Mr. Woodsell pointed out, was through our five senses plus one more. Think about what we learned from Bloom's taxonomy. Exactly as Mr. Widso says, it starts with knowledge. If we don't have knowledge, we can't grow our intellect. But think about where he concludes, and I should have stayed there for just a minute. It is impossible for a man to be saved in ignorance. Thinking about our religious view, our ultimate eternal end. Second, a man can be saved no faster than he obtains knowledge, drinking it in through those five senses. And third, the glory of God is intelligence. So we also had this delightful activity, which we can reflect more upon in our next segment. But the opportunity to go from reading and writing, which is that communication of man's knowledge, to write is to communicate what we have learned so that others can be the beneficiary of it. To read is to be able to drink in from others what they have learned so that we can be the beneficiaries of it. Even as we talk about our health study, it starts with the literature review. Let's go learn everything that has been written about this topic of health, diet, and nutrition over the last 50 years. What can we learn about the progression? That's how we learn, reading, writing. That next piece, we talk about in terms of science, technology, engineering, math, problem solving. So now we get to go do our own experimentation and apply what we learned from the literature review to our own experimentation and discovery, application of that learning, which we get, of that knowledge, which we gain through reading and writing. Just delightful, but also our activity. Jonna, thank you for joining us. I hope that you and Randall had the opportunity to engage in the next piece, arts and humanities part of learning, that again gives elevation to our lives. It was a delightful learning experience for me to go to the Brigham Young University Museum of Art and participate in the exhibits there. Okay, reflect and write. What have you learned, or what do you desire to learn, or what have you, how has the exploration of the intellect dimension stimulated in you a change or a desire or an interest? Cammie, I'm going to start with you. And then Jonna, you're on deck.
Okay, you want me to go now?
Yes.
I'm ready. Okay. A couple of things. I believe because of the way I was taught in school, I got stuck very much in the knowledge and the maybe comprehension. So, yes, I can see that to fully learn and grow and progress, I need to partake of all of those steps. Now, the other thing that I was thinking of, the sixth dimension comes in very strongly, I think, because it is one thing to take in knowledge, but we need to learn to discriminate if that knowledge is correct. And so I was thinking, you know, we can learn a lot of things, but we need to know if it's based on true principles.
Oh, I just love that, Cammie. How insightful, and what a delightful takeaway from our intellect dimension. And again, exactly why taking advantage of what we learn from CPI, how we drink in knowledge, but also what we learn from Bloom's taxonomy about progressing, testing, analyzing, thinking, being critical thinking and discriminating beings about knowledge so that we have a mechanism for judgment in the end. Wow, what a great takeaway. Cammie, you are brilliant and inspired. Well done. Jonna.
This is Randall.
Oh, Randall, welcome.
I got tagged, so.
That's good.
When we did the CPI, some of it was no surprise. You know, I just kind of camp out in the logic area. But as I was looking at it, it reminded me that, you know, it wouldn't hurt to, you know, improve or help some of those things where I was more weak, like emotional and such, yeah. Not where I normally go. But I've started kind of an interest in trying to be more attuned to where people are, such as in body language and kind of paying attention to what the body is telling me. And because it used to be, I used to just take people at their word, but you know, how you doing? Fine. You know, you gotta look at tone and expression and posture. Anyway, it was a way to kind of open me up more to be more mindful of the emotional side. and the social side. And that's important. A lot of what we do motivationally comes from our emotions.
Yeah.
We may justify it by our intellect, but, you know, emotions will get us off the couch.
Wow. Randall, I love the discovery that emotion will get you off the couch. And it is from that upper left brain of logic where we frequently justify what we've already determined from an emotional perspective. It's a great takeaway. Sydney Evans, share with us, and then John will come back to you.
So one of the things that I was thinking about was just the knowledge aspect that we grow from other people's knowledge. And knowledge that's written. Sorry, I have a little person next to me.
Sounds like Ryan.
It is. Anyways, and I was thinking, if we don't write the things down, there have been several periods of my life where I have not written the things I've learned, and it takes away from my own personal knowledge. Not even that, you know, I forget what I've learned, and I forget how I've grown, and that's just... So writing things down is important for me, not just my posterity or not that I'm some big famous scientist, but my own growth is important to me.
Oh, just delightful, brilliant, very insightful. And again, a powerful argument for high performance journal. Again, there are multiple ways to use journal. One of those is just as our daily journal. But to think about leaving for posterity as well as learning for yourself, the power of the high performance journal is that you're picking it up across all dimensions of your life. Just the exchange and the interaction, your reading from Spark or your discussion from coaching sessions, as we explore each of these dimensions, as well as just the things you're reflecting on and writing for your daily life. The way we've designed High Performance Journal is so that you can actually print it on that low acid paper that'll store forever and be able to preserve it in your family history and legacy. So I love what you're saying there. Cammie.
John. Do you want me to do it again?
Did I already pick on Cammie? I meant John.
You picked on me already.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I meant John.
She's the wise one, so you're very wise. Well, you know, a couple of things real quick. Back to the taxonomy, the idea. What I love about that is really the Lord wants us to get to the point where we can actually assess and judge righteously. And to get that, you have to go through all those steps to evaluate, to get to the point where you can actually analyze, criticize, defend, attack, whatever you feel you need to do. That's what makes you a living entity, to become more like what he expects us to be. So I like that idea. The thought that came to me when you mentioned this, my dad always said, and this is what I love, the idea that we grow on other people's knowledge. And we're not just by ourselves, and we shouldn't be. He always used to tell us, son, he'd tell me, son, I expect you to be better than me because I'm going to give you everything I know, and then you can grow from that. And I've learned that from my father. So it should be a growing thing where we become better because we are learning from them after taking what they've learned and adding it to us. And then we should pursue that so our children would continue to grow even better. So,
John, I love what you shared with us and your insight and the way you shared it with us. Because it just points us right back to the deep meaning behind what Mr. Woodsell was trying to tell us with that reminder of the quote, "The glory of God is intelligence." The more we know, the more we know, comprehend, apply, are able to analyze, synthesize, and judge, the more we become powerful. That's another one of the things that he talks about with regard to acquiring knowledge. We become more powerful as we grow our intellect. Hence the importance of the intellect dimension. Well, delightful. This has been a wonderful exploration of the intellect dimension this month. Next month, we're going to be talking about social, emotional, and relationship fitness. in that social, emotional, and relationship fitness, we'll be talking about spousal relationships, how to learn and grow and be strengthened in that relationship. We'll talk about parent-child relationships and how to strengthen and grow those relationships. What parents can do, as John, again, one of the things I loved about what John did is it becomes a nice segue to next month's topic. As John talked about his father, teaching him everything he could and allowing John to stand on the shoulders of his father so that he could grow beyond. So how do we create responsible and performing children? That will be part of our discussion as we go into next month, social, emotional, relationship fitness. So very awesome. Now, I'm going to just launch into a little bit of discussion on opportunity meeting. We probably will not go until 7, just about another 10 or 15 minutes, because some of it has to do with some things we're exploring. For example, this coming Thursday night, we would normally do our entrepreneur coaching. We're now, in fact, we've counseled with John and Cami and others about ways we can strengthen and improve that entrepreneur coaching. And one of the things that in those discussions and research we felt is that this kind of two nights a week formal coaching is wearing you out, and I can't do that to you. I've got to be able to exhilarate you and have you continue to grow. So we're improving our entrepreneurship coaching, and it may be an entrepreneurship certification course along with some special live training days. But what we will do starting immediately is not coach on Thursday nights in this format generally. So we'll develop an entrepreneurship course, give you certification in elements of that course, including the Basecamp Integrity Sales System, which you've got. We'd like you to spend Thursday nights there. And on, then we're going to spend some time, as we promised Jonna, with online marketing, digital marketing pieces. We'll do some accounting pieces. So one of the things that you should know that will be in that course will be just having your sixth dimension membership, but being a personal development and achievement coach gives you a tax advantage. Every time you travel, you should be thinking of a way to make that business travel so that it's all tax deductible to you, not just your gas, but the depreciation on your vehicle, your hotel stay, your meals, all become tax deductible. So that tax deduction far outweighs the cost of your membership. That's one of the things to be aware of. And we're going to make sure we give some good structured mechanisms to get that information to you. That will also free us up to occasionally do special instruction on that course on Thursday nights, but not every Thursday night. The second thing that it will allow us to do is exactly what we did last week. We can do our activities or other things also on that Thursday night. So don't plan on this coaching session on Thursday night, and look forward to an empowered entrepreneurship coaching methodology that will help you to take advantage of your membership from a tax standpoint, from a growth and learning standpoint, and from a business standpoint. Now, having said that, I'd really like to celebrate the opportunity meeting that really these special activities are. One of the things that I hope we can do better in the month of June is that our activity can be a larger celebration of inviting other people to come and participate with us. So very soon we will set the date for that activity so that you, and what the activity is, so that you can begin to invite people to come and join us, or in the case of Jonna and Randall, replicate a similar activity nearer your place of residence. Second, the study. Sydney, I'm going to go to you one more time because Jonna and Randall weren't on. Tell them again your experience applying what we've been learning, the intellect side, from our literature research, and how you applied it with a patient in your practice in the gastroenterology clinic that you work at, and what the results were. Because this is part of our opportunity. Our opportunity is to save and change lives, to make a difference. So, Sydney, share that story as part of the sixth dimension experience and opportunity.
Yeah, so one of the things that I had a patient that had some issues with bloating and gas and other issues. Anyways, he had seen a couple other providers and was frustrated that there was no improvement being made. And when I talked to him, I was a little bit nervous thinking, oh, what else do I have to offer this person?
Okay, so let me interrupt right there. Stay live with me. But when you say other providers, he saw another doctor and a different PA other than yourself, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. So one of these was an MD. In fact, well, I won't ask you which one, but a highly renowned and very bright physician.
Right.
And was unsatisfied.
Right, yeah, he was unsatisfied. He felt like he'd done everything we had asked him to do and still no improvement. And so we had actually quite a lengthy conversation about diet and all the things that we are learning here with Sixth Dimension and how impactful it can be. And so, I mean, we did a couple other things in addition to that that are just good bowel practices in general. That go along really well. But anyways, that was what he had been on all of those things before. What really changed it for him was the diet combination. That was the piece he was missing, and it worked.
So when you talk about other things that you gave him a probiotic, encouraged him to use the probiotic, right?
Right.
Which he had done before.
Right.
And it had left him still wanting a complete healing or complete solution. But when you added the elements that we're learning here at Sixth Dimension and through your offices, your clinic's participation in the research, then what was the report?
So then he had followed up. Sorry, I have a little.
No, you're good. We all get it.
But so the doctor, I had him follow up with the doctor because at this point I'm thinking, okay, well, the doctor is, you know, when I run out of options, he's who I send my patients to. So I said, let's set you back up with a doctor. And so the doctor came in and sat at my desk and just said, hey, do you remember this patient? And I actually didn't remember right off the bat because I'd only seen him the one time. And I said, I don't, you just got to remind me. And he reminded me and he said, he's cured. You did it. And he wanted me to make sure that I came and told you thank you. And he's still maintains that lifestyle and he's doing so much better. He doesn't need to be seen again. He's not gonna have to come back.
So now get that, how profound that is. He's cured. You did it. You did what this MD with years of experience could not do. You saved and changed a life. That's what Sixth Dimension is all about. It's about learning for ourselves and then learning at a rate rapid enough that we can share with other people and impact their lives for good. That's the opportunity. That's the opportunity of Sixth Dimension. So, Sydney, thank you for sharing with all of us your experience where you were able to change a life and literally save a life in your normal career practice because of your experience and learning and intellect because of your connection with Sixth Dimension. That's the power of Sixth Dimension and our association here together. That's the opportunity. Now, having said that, as I've wrestled with our progress and our ability to share with more, I'm going to come back with some recommendations to all of us that as we think about these levels of engagement, this The $180 per month level of engagement is powerful and profound, and it gives you access to some things that the $60 per month individual does not get. One of those, of course, is two people. But I'm going to invite you to be very thoughtful about utilizing that $60 a month invitation with individuals as the mechanism to engage them, to get involved with the tools and technologies that will save and change lives. I think it will lower the threshold, the burden, and invite them to behaviors that will save and change their lives so that they can grow. And when they grow, they can opt into a higher level and a higher standard if they want. That's the opportunity that Sixth Dimension has. It's my privilege to work with you. I count this as one of the great blessings of my life as I look for ways to impact for good this world in which we live. And I'm grateful to be armed with all of you in that quest. Okay, thank you. Take a minute, reflect and write. How are you motivated to make a difference in the life of somebody else? Whose name came to your mind that you want to assist, lift, elevate? Write those things, capture them, and then give yourself a commitment to act. Wonderful to be with you. Thank you very much. I'm going to stay and respond to questions as long as anyone has questions. Otherwise, you can drop off. Thank you for being with us. We will not be here Thursday.